You're here. Thank goodness. I wasn't sure if you'd be here. Is it okay if I come inside? Thanks. It's raining like cats and dogs out there. Look, first off, I just need to tell you that I'm really sorry. No, I owe you the biggest apology, I really do. I have been horrible to you. When you told me that you loved me, I just so desperately wanted it not to be true. No, it's not what you think. I'm not trying to add insult to injury, I promise. The last thing I want to do is hurt you any more than I already have. Please, just hear me out. I could feel us getting closer and closer over the last few months. I mean, even when we were together in bed, it just felt, I don't know, different. So it went from this whole casual thing, which was great. Actually, it's exactly what I had room for in my life, and it seemed to work for you too. It was kind of this perfect arrangement, and then we started spending more time together, and there was that night that you fell asleep at my apartment and we got ready for work together. It was nice. But I just kept trying to push it all aside because what I needed was a no-strings situation, just amazing sex and a place of my own. That's why I ran away. Why I told you I didn't want to see you anymore. Then you told me that you loved me. I didn't think I had room in my life for anything more than just a casual hookup every now and again, and I couldn't risk it. You know, last week, something changed, and it was really stupid. I just needed someone to pick me up from the dentist, and the first person I thought of was you. Yeah, I know. I know you'd have done it in a heartbeat. Well, I guess at least before I disappeared. But that's not the point. Point is, I've never needed anyone. Ever. I've always gotten by on my own. I get my needs met. I pay my own bills. I make my way in the world. I've always been just this one-man band. And, I was totally okay with that. I liked it. That's how I wanted my life to be. And, you know, when you found out about the dentist from my coworker, up until that point, I was able to pretend, you know, pass off any intimacy that we had, something that just happened in the bedroom. But then you got so mad at me, and you backed me into a corner. And, I didn't know what to do. I did the only thing that, I knew how to do. And that was run away. I'm not the white picket fence type. I never have been. I've always been able to come and go as I please. And then, somewhere along the way, I fell in love with you. And I hate myself for hurting you. I am terrified that I need you. But I do. I fought it for as long as I could, but I miss you. It is a special kind of torture when the person whose advice you need is the one whose heart you're breaking. And my heart is broken too. Without my consent. Why are you coming closer? I mean, if you want to put your arms around me, I don't feel like I deserve it, but you feel so good. This wasn't supposed to happen. You were just supposed to be some hot guy who I... Why did you do that? You should hate me. Why don't you hate me? I have behaved so badly. I'm so sorry. So this is it? You know I'm gonna freak out again, right? And try to push you away? You're prepared for that. You really think I'm worth it? I don't deserve you. I really don't. But I promise I will do my best, okay? Every day I will try to give you a little bit more. But I'm terrified. And just so fucking mad at myself. No, not for falling in love with you. I'm mad at the things that I never told you. Like how making you laugh is the single most satisfying thing I do every day. How no one has ever made me feel so beautiful and appreciated. Did you know that before I met you, no one had even seen me completely naked? I'm serious. I only let you see me because you seemed to be so in love with my body, and it made me see myself differently. I never told you how much it means that you share so much with me. You know, that you trust me enough to make yourself vulnerable. And then I had to go and fuck it all up and kick you in the teeth. Oh. I feel like a piece of shit for betraying your trust. But I was a coward who only cared about protecting my heart. You know, I've been devastated ever since you stormed out of my apartment. I mean, that's really why I came here. That's what I wanted to tell you. That it wasn't you. I needed you to know that it was never you. And I tried really, really hard to deny that I love you, but I do. And I don't know what to do about it. The truth is, I got pretty used to not getting picked, of wanting people who didn't want me, so I just stopped wanting things altogether. And I stopped believing that I could ever have what I wanted. And you just waltzed right in. I am so happy and so much myself when I'm with you. But saying yes to this and everything that it means is, it's scary. Okay. There's no need to rush. We can take it slow. In fact, I want you to take your time. I want you to make love to me. Like, real, soul-piercing, all-out, unguarded, raw, and exposed love to me. Right now. I want it. Every part of you. Make love to me. Slow and deliberate. I want you to mean every touch, every kiss. And I will give myself to you without any walls. Any armor. I'm gonna let myself need you. I'm ready now. I need you. I want you. Oh, fuck, I love you. I know I'm gonna let you love me too.